Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1157, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Mokoim. We were talking about if in a case in time where one has something in their mouth, in other words, like a candy or a mint, and they go out of the house. So one makes a bracha on an item and changes their location. And by the way, the Shiur in writing is 309. Okay. So one makes a bracha on an item and they change the location with the item still in their mouth. Since there was no actual interruption, to their eating, it's in their mouth, right? They're not going to go ahead and take it out. It cannot be considered to have ended when they exit the house. Therefore, the original bracha remains valid and no extra bracha would be necessary in a case in time, like we said, the candy, mint and so on, according to most Paiskim in general. So therefore, if one started, they had a candy in their mouth, that a mint, that gum, whatever the case is in the house, and they continued eating, in other words, they started in the house and not holchei drachim, they were eating and then they decided to go outside while that item was still in their, mouth, right? And they went outside. So a new bracha is not required for that piece of candy, mint, or whatever the case might be. Now, there's another thing which we mentioned, Agavurch, a little bit here and there, but I just want to get into it in a minute. And that is according to Rav Moshe, not everybody holds like that, but according to Rav Moshe, that says like this, that if somebody leaves the house while they're eating an item or drinking an item, right? For example, an apple, banana, whatever the case, or a bag of potato chips, or maybe a coffee, whatever the case is, and they continue without pausing between bites or between sips, right? Pretty much at all, you know, in other words, one after another. So then a new bracha is not required for the portion eaten in the subsequent location, even though they're going to change. Now, what time frame do we mean by when they don't stop? In other words, they continue sipping, continue eating. What does that mean exactly? So Rav Moshe explains over there that this is a concept known, Rabbanah brings it down, the concept known as Toich Kedei Dibur, right? Toich Kedei Dibur is the amount of time that it takes somebody to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and it's roughly between 1 to 1.5 seconds, roughly, if you time it, that's the amount of time between 1 to 1.5 seconds. But if it goes more than that between bites, between sips, then that's already running into a problem of Shinoi Mokim. Again, if it's not Holchei Drachim, we're talking about a case in time where somebody's sitting in the house, now they decide to go outside or to their friend or whatever the case is. But if they continue taking a bite or taking a sip or whatever it is from that food or the drink, and they don't stop, you know, for that, for more than between 1 to 1.5 seconds, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is what we know as Toich Kedei Dibur, then they would not have to make another bracha. Now, the only thing is, this just to give some examples, a person could have a bag of potato chips, right? You could have an apple, a banana, something like that. So, you know, the person has to keep in mind that it's a very fast type of an eating, very fast type of a drinking. So it's not, usually it's not going to, usually it's not going to happen. I mean, but if somebody does do it, there is what to rely on. I just want to throw it out there. Everybody should be aware of that. But, to say one should rely on it, it's very, very hard to rely on, because if you think about it, between 1 to 1.5 seconds, and if you lax off by one, you know, one or two bites or whatever the case is, and then you just stop or you know, whatever, for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and now you have a question of now you have a problem of Shinoi Mokim, and it not a problem, it is becomes now Shinoi Mokim. So this has to be done continuously as one is going out, you know, just not stopping. So, you know, if it's a quick thing, sometimes certain people could do it with certain things, like a banana, maybe a cold drink as they're drinking it down real quickly. It's a hot coffee. It's obviously not going to work really. You know, so it depends on the item, what they're eating and how a person eats. So, but it's not this, one should be careful not to rely on this, if they know they won't be able to do it. But if somebody does do it and they are, you know, walking out of the house, and they don't stop eating or drinking in between drinks, in between sips, or in between bites, if they're eating food, potato chips, whatever it is they're eating, more than on each bite and on each sip, more than the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is again is Toich Kedei Dibur. So if they're able to do that, so then Lefi Rav Moshe, they would not have to make a new bracha. But again, let's all keep in mind, not a simple thing to do. And there are other poskim who don't agree with that. So lechatchila, definitely one should not do it. If the situation does arise, and why I'm mentioning it, the person sometimes gets stuck, they have to run out and or whatever the case is, and they want to just finish up that banana or just finish up that drink or whatever, and they just don't even have time to do that. So on the way out, as they continue quickly, you know, sipping, quickly, taking a bite and finish up the banana or the bag of potato chips are almost done or whatever it might be, and they don't stop the pause for that amount of time in between bites or between sips, so then Lefi Rav Moshe, that would be okay. And b'dieved, I mean, if somebody needs, they get stuck, it could be relied on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, and Kol Tuv.